Radio. M4, Bravo Delta Mike, I think it was. You're a little light in the repeater with your audio, but I did hear you. My name's Tom. It's N0TR, and I'm mobile. Go ahead. It's N0TR. Clear.
JW, W4DJW, AK4HR calling. Dave, you around, sir? JW, W4DJW, AK4HR calling. Dave, you around, sir? K4HR clear.
Kilo Kilo 4, Victor XA Alpha listening. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Victor XA Alpha. In there too, and a Paris Mountain one too.
W14682, and yeah, 6 Mile may or may not be the one linked back to Warren's, just linked together. So yeah, this is a pretty good one here. You can take this one from the Georgia, South Carolina line up to North Carolina, pretty much, in 85.
I mean, literally 85 almost to Charlotte is what you're saying, right?
You lose it a little bit just north of Gaffney, but then you get it back and you hold it to about Crowder's Mountain.
That's a good copy there. Kilo Kilo 4, Victor XA Alpha here. Yeah, I was surprised when I was like, I kind of programmed these in the day, and the idea was to get practice of being forced to program on the fly, you know, because, you know, it's something I got to keep doing. So I did that. And program on the webpage I went to, it had circles of the coverage area. And there wasn't one for Caesar's Head. And I finally realized that there is one. But the issue was it was so big that you had to zoom out on the map.
And then as far as east, probably around 85, 385 is where I usually pick it up. But sometimes you can pick it up. I'm sorry. 26 and 385. Let's take it 25 to back almost to 26, and then when you hit that ridge line and take a left on the 26 back into Asheville, you lose it behind the ridge line some, but there's still parts of Asheville you can get into it.
Yeah, my next project is to figure out where to mount that 400 at. I have a look at it. I'd like to put the transceiver underneath the seat or something. I also would like to make it where I could pull it out real easy. I don't know how, if you can buy like a second control head for it and have one where it's permanently mounted in a truck and I can just pull the transceiver out if I ever need to move it.
Yeah, I probably could do that. Or I guess you just wanted to keep it like portable where you can move it, or how'd you?
Let that option open. It will be the only radio I have that has digital side on it for, you know, 2 meters and 0.75 centimeters. And I would just like to have the option if I needed to get it out. It, you know, it comes out pretty easy. But I think when I mount the control head, it's going to be pretty much in here for the life of the vehicle.
I think it where the control head comes out of the bracket easily, and then just keep a spare control cable. I think that's just an RJ11 or something like that.
Yeah, I know it's something like an RJ-11. I know it's pretty close to, but it's not an RJ-11.
But you could always just do that, where you could pop it like mine. I could slide it out of the hole on my vehicle here, slide it out of the front, keep a small jumper in the back, and put it on the radio, and then pop it on the battery. I've never done that because I've got a second one at home I could do that with.
The problem about the Barker Williams is, you know, we really didn't have a real nice place to put it up. You know, if it was a real natural disaster mission, you know, we could have said, we got to put this antenna up here like this, and we would have literally put it up in the center of the driveway, you know what I mean? And but that's one of the problems we have with that big, long wire antenna.
Peter, sir?
It's on, it's 90 feet.
You gotta have a little bit of space, but it's a nice antenna.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the inverted V. I don't like it. I've just had really bad, just not really good days with the inverted V. Now, the guy up in Massachusetts, that's all he does off the truck, you know, the old blue truck I had, was he puts it at an inverted V and he has success. And I've had it the same way he has it, and we can't make comms, and I'll change mine. I've actually thrown mine out on the ground and talked to him while it was lying on the ground, pulled out.
I've only ever seen those mostly installed flat top. I had a friend of mine, he had his in the backyard up about 30, 40 feet. It wasn't a Barker, it was the Yaesu equivalent, I guess. He bought it, and he had really good performance out of it.
It's surprising for what all simple it is. You know, the thing that I like about it is there's no antenna tuner. There's a radio, a piece of coax, and an antenna. Take two trees on the right two poles. You use LMR 240 to go up the middle. You really don't even need to have a center pole. You can get away with just pulling it tight.
Tied between his house and a tree in the backyard. He was actually in a development with a pretty restrictive homeowners association, but he he was able to do a lot in his backyard with a bunch of high trees that no one could ever see.
Victor X-ray out. Sure, if we would take a car alternator or a generator and connect it up to a 3-horsepower motor and tie that into a battery bank, and if that would be a better system for your trailer than any generator, where you just made a big 12-volt alternator charging stuff.
Well, that probably would be a bad idea if you, just to maintain it, you could use the vehicle idling, or, yeah. I just thinking maybe even we had the door open on the side, that in a good ground, try to make a Faraday cage too. But of course your antennas are outside, unless that would help much.
I've been fighting with the UCS for 10 or 15 years now, and you know, you picked up on the LED lighting today. Without a doubt, the cheaper the LED lighting is, the more noise you get on the radio. If you go to the store and buy a regular, you know, 15-watt LED bulb, 100-watt, you know, 15-watt LED bulb, which works out to be like an old 100-watt, you know, 100-old bulb, you do not get the noise like you do on those little dots that you have on your trailer today.
It's in the circuit that you have, whatever integrated circuits for power supply, switching, whatever they're using to fire. I'm sure that's where all the noise is coming from.
Home.
I have to pull into the road at my house, but I just remembered I got to go by the fire station and pick up something I left there, K4BA.
I have to copy. I'm about 2 miles out, maybe a little bit more than that. This is Killer Killer 4, Victor X-ray Alpha Mobile.
I'm going to run the store here and grab a coffee and head over there and pick up a few things. But I had fun, and we'll catch you later, I'm sure. KK4VXA. Remember your call sign, K4BAN.
That's good. This is Killer Killer 4, Victor X-ray Alpha clear at this time.